الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. We start a new chapter of the book today. الآيات الآيات القرآنية في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه رضي الله عنهم. We start the chapter regarding the description of who is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and who are his companions رضي الله تعالى عنهم. قال الله تعالى ما كان محمد نبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is not the father of any of your men. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is not the father of any of your men. Rather, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is the seal of the prophets, or he is the finisher, the end of the prophets. And Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of all things. This ayah is beautiful for a number of reasons. Every ayah of the Quran is beautiful for so many reasons that we cannot enumerate. But some of the specific things about this ayah is that it's one of the four ayat of the Quran in which the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned by name. People are very surprised. They think that the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned by name so many places in the Quran, but he's not. He's only mentioned four times. The most frequently mentioned prophet in the Quran is Sayyidina Musa ﷺ, and then after him Sayyidina Ibrahim ﷺ. And Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad ﷺ is mentioned only four times. And it says that he's not the father of one of your men. He doesn't fit neatly into your system. He doesn't fit neatly into your system. And there's an ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab that will expound upon that point as well tomorrow, inshallah. But he is the messenger of Allah. He's not like other people. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not like other people. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says to him, commands him, say, I'm nothing but a person like you. But obviously he's not like us. You understand what I'm saying? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the farq between him and us is what? Yuha ilayya. That he receives the wahi of Allah Ta'ala and we don't. In all other ways, he is a human being. But that one thing is the thing that makes like a day and night difference. So that the poet says that Muhammadun basharun laka al-bashari. Right? That Muhammad, the man, but like unlike other men. As if he's Muhammad, a man like unlike other men. بل هو ياقوتة والناس كالحجر. I apologize for my complete literary fail. Allah forgive all of us. Say Ameen. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man, but unlike other men, just like a ruby is a stone, but unlike other stones. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? Rather, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the seal of the prophets. He's the seal of the prophets. Interestingly enough, right, this is one of the reasons that the qira'at, the different qira'at, you know, like you say, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَ الرَّحْمَانُ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَ الرَّحْمَانِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْهُ خِطَابًا. Sometimes that fatha and dhamma, there's a little change in it between the different qira'at, and sometimes it contains so much meaning, right? The Hafs reading is what? خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. خَاتَم is what? It's a seal. It's a seal, and it's also a definition of it as something that's raised, right? Because the seals in the old days used to be what? You put wax there, and then you stamp your ring in it. And so the wax is a little bit raised. It's a little higher than the other letters, right? So they're all kind of crazy people. It says, I'm a messenger of Allah also, right? There's many imitators, many fakers, but only one original, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And so some of them are still, you know, some of them are here. You may meet some of them, right? So what do they say? They say, look, see, the book of Allah Ta'ala says he's a khatam, meaning he's raised. He has a higher level than everyone else. And this other dude from Punjab, his name is Mirza, he's a messenger also, but his maqam is a little bit lower. That's all. That's all. The Quran doesn't discount the possibility of someone else being a Nabi. And what do we say? What? We say the qira'at, all of them are canonical. All the qira'at, sab'ah, they're all wahi from Allah Ta'ala. Whoever doesn't believe in any of them, it's like he didn't believe in any of the Quran at all. They're outside of the pale of Islam. So the qira'ah of Kufa, one of the qira'ahs of Kufa says Khatam, which is true. He's higher than all the other anbiya. He's higher than the other creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The qira'ah of Medina says what? Right? لَكِنَّهُ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ instead of Khatam. There's a kasra instead of a fatha. And the kasra Khatim means what? The one who finishes Nubuwwah. Nubuwwah finishes with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afterward, there's no more Nabi. Right? This is something unique about this ummah. The other ummah before, if there was some new instruction that needed to come, or something went wrong before and it needed to be fixed, right? Allah Ta'ala would send another Nabi. This ummah, no more Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. It's preserved with us, and there's a whole mechanism for that preservation. We don't have time to get into it because we don't right now, but that's something to keep in mind, that the explicit text of the Quran does say he is the last Nabi, and by extension he is also the last Rasul. Anybody else who claims that they're anything afterward, that person is nothing. He claims they're anything, that person is nothing. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. A beautiful description of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala had all knowledge of all things. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى رَسُولِهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْمَعِينَ.